Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Monday evening, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz coming to you on 1320 WILS, along with Scott Eckersley producing, and we're streaming live on 1320WILS.com on this Monday evening. Going out to Vic Loomis, East Lansing Mayor and certainly friend of this show. Good evening, Vic. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm catching you just as you're probably getting ready to head out to the door for Mayor Virg Bonero's State of the City address for the city of Lansing. You're probably heading out pretty soon.
Yeah, as soon as we finish, Cheryl, I'm going to head to downtown Lansing. The mayor is scheduled to begin his State of the City message promptly at 7 o'clock tonight, and I've been asked to be there around 6, so we'll finish up here and head to downtown Lansing.
Well, there's a couple of things about that. Well, one, having you on the dais, and I know that you will be there on the dais with him, that means something in terms of the position of partnering with other cities, doesn't it? That's kind of what that means to you.
It really does, and I appreciate the acknowledgement by Mayor Bonero and the city of Lansing that the city of East Lansing is a very important and contributing regional partner to what the city of Lansing is doing. Also on the dais this evening will be John Dare, the supervisor of the Charter Township of Lansing. And I know that the mayor is going to make an announcement tonight about a new partnership and a joint effort between Lansing and the Charter Township of Lansing. And I'm anxious to hear that announcement and applaud the efforts of both Lansing and Lansing Township in coming together on a very important project for the whole region.
Are you referring to the Aerotropolis area?
Well, that's going to be mentioned, too, and that's with DeWitt Township. So
yes.
The mayor does have a number of announcements. I think he'll probably comment briefly about the Michigan Avenue Corridor Improvement Authority that does involve the city of East Lansing, the city of Lansing, and the Charter Township of Lansing. The three of us, and supported by Michigan State University and others, we have that project underway, and that's very important to the region as well.
Can you give us any details of that project and where the process is on that?
Well, we all have now created our separate authorities. What you're going to have, Cheryl, is Lansing Township and the City of East Lansing will each have our own corridor improvement authority, and then those three authorities will come together and form a larger, there will be an interlocal agreement between the three governmental entities, and then we will form the main Michigan Avenue Corridor Improvement Authority, and we're hoping to have that done first quarter of this year so that that project can get well underway. There's been a lot of planning being done, but we can actually get that project up and get it running hopefully by second quarter of this year.
What will that Michigan Avenue Corridor Improvement Project involve? What are we hoping to see with that?
Well, the first thing we need to do is to take a look at a plan on how we as a community think that that area should be developed and or redeveloped. I think your listeners probably recall that along that corridor is the Red Cedar Golf Course that has been closed down now for a season or two, and it's a prime location and prime linkage between Lansing and East Lansing and Michigan State University. And, you know, East Lansing has its master plan. Lansing has its master plan. The township has its master plan. It'll be good to get the three together and actually formulate a plan that says, this is how we would like to see that corridor develop or redevelop as we move forward in the future.
Now, one of the things that I think is important about this evening's address is the location of the address itself.
It is. It's going to be at the former J.W. Knapp's building. I think if people have been following, there is a plan to revitalize and redevelop that building, bring it back into a productive position for the city of Lansing. And of course, any improvement that helps any of our local governmental entities, in my opinion, clearly helps all of us. It's a region, and I think you're seeing more and you're going to hear tonight an even a broader and more expanded focus on regionalism and all of the governmental entities coming together and working hand in glove, if you will, as we tackle this all-important issue of economic development, job creation, and moving the local regional economy forward.
Now, the address, as we said, is at the Knapps Building, and of course, iDevelopment is planning on nearly $36.5 million renovation of that building, and of course, Mayor Bernera was a large part of that, which is to the point of why it's being held there. The doors are open at 6 o'clock tonight. The speech is at 7 o'clock, the address, and guests are asked to arrive no later than 6:30. You attended and introduced Mayor Virge Bonero on Friday morning at a preview. What was that about? Who was the preview for?
Well, the mayor for a number of years, and this even predates Mayor Bonero. I know Mayor Hollister, and I think he may have implemented the State of the City preview breakfast, which occurs a few days before the actual State of the City message. But it's an opportunity to bring key stakeholders into the room and kind of lay out and have a bit of a dress rehearsal, if you will, to the group of stakeholders on the things that are going to be said in the actual State of the City message. And for each of the last 4 years, I've had the honor and pleasure of being able to introduce Mayor Bonero to that group and to be able to make some of my own comments, if you will, about the importance of the message that is going to be delivered tonight and the kind of a little different perspective from an adjoining community.
Would you care to give us some of the remarks you made on the importance of that address from an adjoining community, meaning your city of East Lansing?
Well, let me point out one thing. There, we have a little different governmental structure in that Lansing operates under a mayor-council form of government. East Lansing operates under a council-manager form of government. So in East Lansing, we do not do a State of the City message. Our charter requires that we file an annual report to our citizens, which we did. We released that report in December, and that's available on our city website at www.cityofeastlansing.com, and I encourage people to go take a look at it. But my comments really focused on the role that local government plays in the area of economic development and how that helps us in turn continue to provide the essential services that we all need to provide to our citizens. And one of the things that I focused on is what I called the toughness of the task at hand, because we're all faced with contracted revenues, principally coming from property tax revenues are declining for all of us because property values have been declining. Fees that municipalities garner through the services we provide, some of the services we charge for, those have been contracting. And then, of course, the ever-uncertain status of state revenue sharing dollars. So I kind of focused on that and what I called the toughness of the task at hand that not only Lansing is faced with, but all of us are going to be faced with. And then when I went on to comment about the excellent track record that the city of Lansing has had under Mayor Bonero's leadership and the fact that through some pretty tough times, they continue to produce balanced budgets without a whole lot of a pain back to the community and diminishing of those essential services.
What are you expecting to hear? You've been to the preview, but expecting to hear or hoping to hear in tonight's remarks from Mayor Virge Bonero?
Well, there's no doubt, Cheryl, that we have some significant challenges that lie before us, and I hope that he acknowledges those challenges. I'm certain that he will. But I'm also hopeful that he will focus on the positives that we have here in the region, because we do have a lot of positive things happening, the JW Knapp Building being one of them, the Accident Fund headquarters in downtown Lansing being another, the city of East Lansing. We have development projects that are moving forward. There's a lot of positive things in the Mid-Michigan region, and I certainly hope, and I know he will focus on our strengths and our positives and try to and provide a vision as to where he sees Lansing going and certainly the role that he sees everyone playing in moving our region forward.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time this evening as you're heading out the door. I have gone through that report, the East Lansing report, and I, as you, encourage other folks to do the same thing. There's a lot of great things happening in East Lansing. We'll look forward to following the coverage follows my show this evening, and we'll be watching and listening for you as well, and seeing you on the dais, like you said, in partnership with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too.
East Lansing Mayor Victor Loomis heading down to the State of the City address with Mayor Virge Bonero. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.